The first thing that we have to be clear on is that when the Lord Jesus uses the parables to teach us, he reveals to us something about God and something about ourselves and something about the nature of our relationship with God. The one thing that we get out of the two parables that we've heard from last week and this week is that God is the boss and we work for him. This needs to be clear. Because my brothers and sisters, oftentimes in our lives, we behave as if we are the boss and God works for us. And we tell God, God, make sure that when I grow up, I have a good job. Make sure that I will find the woman for my life, the man for my life. Make sure that I will be healthy. Make sure that everybody likes me. Make sure that everything goes right in my life. And if it doesn't go right, it's your fault. Because you work for me. I am the boss. Isn't that how we tend to treat God, my brothers and sisters? Think of it. And this is why it's important for us to see the parable that Jesus uses. That God is always in the figure of the landowner, the boss. And we are supposed to work for him. And yet, we don't find ourselves waking up in the morning every day of our lives and say, what should I be doing today in the vineyard of the Lord? What can I do for God today? It's a new day. What can I do? What kind of work can I do for God to be known better, for God to be loved more? Is there something today, Lord, that's waiting along this day that I can use as an opportunity to do some work for you? Do we do that? No. We wake up in the morning and we go, what is God going to do for me today? He hasn't done anything for me lately. And I'm getting a little ticked off that God has not been doing his job. Isn't that how we treat God? And so today, the first lesson we learned from the parable of today, not last week, is, my brothers and sisters, let's take a look at our relationship with our God rightly. He's the boss, and we work for him. Now, there are two ways of working for God, according to the parables from last week and this week. Last week, one way of working for the boss, the landowner, is to be a hired hand. That we can be hired hand. This week, the Lord uses the image of the sons. That's the other way of working for God. As children of God. What's the difference, you ask? Well, the difference is, employees. What do we do? It's a job. We clock in, we clock out. I work for my boss. I don't like the job. I don't care for the job. It's a job. The children, on the other hand, say to themselves, you know what? This is my father's enterprise. I'm going to inherit it. We are going to inherit the Father's business so that we are going to not clock in and we don't have to clock in and clock out because we're not employees. We're not hired hands. We're family. And because we are children, we are passionate about the Father's business. We care about how the business does. Is it successful or is it not? Is it expanding or is it contracting? What can I do as a son, as a daughter, to make this business profitable for my father? Why? Because after all, I'm going to inherit it. That's the difference. And yet, isn't it true if we examine our relationship with our God? Isn't it true that we behave as if we are hired hand? But we clock in and can't wait to clock out? Isn't it true that, you know, for a lot of time, a lot of us, I mean, going to church is a drag. It's an obligation. It's a thing that I must do. It's a job. I'm a hired hand. I better clock in. And I can't wait until it's over so I can clock out and go on with my own life, my own business, because it has nothing to do with me. I'm just a hired hand after all. And then, of course, along the way, I complain about all sorts of things. That's what hired hands do, right? Is it true that we behave this way in our relationship with our God? But God accepts it. Fine. If you want to behave like my hired hand, be hired hand. Do your job. But today, the Lord Jesus in his parable reveals to us that God indeed is the boss and we are his sons and daughters. We don't have to clock in and clock out because the Father is counting on us to be passionate about his business. Simply because we related. And we're going to inherit it all. And then the Lord Jesus reveals something about our human nature. Something about, you know, good intentions. Because good intentions are very good. But if they're not carried out, they're nothing. The son who said, "Yes, sir, I'll do it. I'll go to the vineyard and do the work. As your son, not as a hired hand." But he didn't do it. The other son said, "No, for whatever reason." But later on, he went and did it. And the question is, which son really did the father's will? And the answer, of course, is the son that carried out his command. But here's the thing about good intentions. Because good intentions have a way of tricking us to think that we're already good. My mother used to say to me when I was a younger priest, she used to say to me, "Look at this list that I made. On this list is all of the charities, all of the Vietnam charities, and your church that I'm going to give money to. I'm going to give, because you're a Catholic priest, because you're the pastor, I'm going to give to your church a lot of money when I win the lottery, she said. And my mom feels really good about that. I mean, I go home now and then, it's been many years, she hasn't given the church anything. I gone home and say, "Mom, are you even buying the lottery ticket?" But she feels good about it because she has the good intention. This is the problem that the Lord Jesus wants for us to look at. Good intentions without fulfilling the good intentions have a way to trick us, that make us feel good, as if, "Oh yeah, I'm already a good person because I'm going to give." I would give anything, but I'm going to give. I'm a pretty good person. And the good intentions have a way of stopping us, if we're not careful, from being good when we don't do them. I'm going to pray a rosary every day. I'm going to pray the rosary every day. As soon as I arrange my schedule. I'm going to give to the Life Center because I care about life. I have a number in mind. I'm going to give to the Life Center as soon as I get a raise. So even though I haven't done it, I feel pretty good. I'm a pretty good guy. I want to give to everybody. I'm so generous. I feel generous because of my good intentions. But I haven't done it. And so the Lord Jesus is pointing out to us that we have to be careful. Giving lip service to God or to our fellow men can be a tricky thing. The devil can use it against us so that we go through life feeling very good, very generous, very whatever, and really have done very little. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come together to worship our God today, I hope that you're not just clocking in today. I hope you're here saying, "I'm a child of God, darn it. And I am passionate about this thing. I'm here because my Father asked me to be here. And I'm going to contribute everything that I can and know how to his enterprise. The enterprise of saving souls, of bringing more souls." That's what the vineyard is, right? Expanding the business of my Father. I'm going to start sowing seeds of faith, talking about my Father. Helping others to come to know my Father, inviting others to my Father, to my Father's business. And it starts here when we come to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ that makes us children of God. My brothers and sisters, let's pray for each other today. That there's the fire, the zeal for God start burning in our hearts, so that we don't live our life, our faith, our relationship with God as if we are simply hired hands. You and I, we are children of the Father. Let us serve Him. Serve Him as the boss who is going to give us His whole business as our inheritance.